Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, my little cherubs. So how are we all doing today? I must say, you know, I think, have you ever had one of those days where no matter what you do, it just doesn't quite work? And I'm convinced it's, I think, Manny, I think it wasn't on your shift, I think it was on Trevor's, that we did, you know, what day of the week would you hate to be, not what day would you want to be born on, but just what day. And, of course, everybody agreed that Monday sucked. And so I think Monday was getting even with me because, like, everything I tried to do yesterday, I had some, like, unauthorized charges on my credit card and a check that had gotten lost. And, I mean, like, literally 15 different things. And nothing got done yesterday. I mean, when I would call up, they'd say, we're experiencing usually high volume. And I'm saying, hire more people. I'm not amused. So everything that didn't work yesterday has worked today. I couldn't. I have some shades that I can pull, put down when it's really hot, which it is. And one of them kind of broke yesterday, so I couldn't. You know, and I got up on the ladder and I had needle nose pliers and I was trying to fix it. And I finally said, I'm going to break this. So I called the guys and they sent somebody at me. Said no. So then I talked to one of the guys yesterday. I ran into him on the train. He said, oh, don't worry, I'll come up tomorrow and check it. So he came up, and literally, they went. He said, well, I have to wait for the other guy because we have to take it apart. So the other guy came up, and he went, bink, literally, bink, and it was fixed. He didn't take it down. And I'm just sitting there literally with my jaw dropping and thinking, this is a miracle. So we like Tuesday a lot, and I'm never going to badmouth Monday again, or at least if I'm going to badmouth, I'm not going to try and get anything done on a Monday. Did you have a good Monday or bad Monday? I mean, I tend to sort of view, as I said, time as a river that, you know, whatever distinctions we make of years or months or days or hours or is irrelevant. You know, it's a river. But man, yesterday was a just crash. It was just. Do you ever? You don't have days like that, huh? You're much more reasonable than I am.
Oh, I've had those days. I've had those right. Rough days.
But it wasn't yesterday, now, huh?
No, it wasn't yesterday.
Yesterday just.
I've had those days where just it seems like everything seems to not go in your favor, and it becomes almost a domino effect.
Yeah, and you just sort of at some point think, okay, you know, I think I'll just let it go until tomorrow. And I got up early, and everything just worked today. So there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So taking a deep breath. You know, the crosswords, yeah, I could figure out the answers. And so, all right. I know I'm a little superstitious. I know I'm a scientist, but even scientists can be superstitious a little bit. All righty, 855-993-7569. And finally, it has arrived. It's National Junk Food Day. And I don't know, you know, it may be that we have to define everything as junk food these days. Because, did you see, we did an article, I think, again, I think this wasn't on your shift, about that restaurant food is just as high in calories and salt and terribleness for you as junk food. And it's a great deal more expensive. So that, you know, that basically eating at home is the way to go. Right? Because you can control the salt and the fat. And you know what you're doing as opposed to restaurant. And the portions tend to be presumably more reasonable. I think a lot of restaurants have decided to just load up. I don't even know what it is. I guess the idea being kind of like long movies, that people feel if they give you enough food that you won't notice that it's expensive and not very good for you. I don't know what it is. Alrighty, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. I don't know, is Tina ready to go yet or not? I can't tell. Tina's ready to go? Well, good for you and good for Tina. Good for me, good for all of us. Tina, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very impressed that you are just right on top of things today. How about okay. You, Tina?
Okay, I have a situation with my stepson.
Okay.
He's been living with us for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And what happened is about 8 months ago, I found A disturbing message kind of popped up on his iPhone. So I looked at it as if he's my son, if it was my son, and I saw this message pop up. It was sexual in nature. So I swiped the phone, read the message, and was kind of alarmed at the conversation that was going on between he and this young woman. It was very sexually explicit, very disrespectful towards the girl. So I proceeded to go through his phone and found out that he and a number of his friends are involved in group sex, irresponsible, risky, unprotected sex, etc. So
let me stop you just a second before we get too far. How old is your stepson?
He's 18.
Okay. Has he graduated high school?
No.
So he's going into his senior year?
He has now completed his senior year, but he is behind due to the fact that we moved here from Israel 2 years ago, and he was living with his mother in Israel, and she was not the most responsible parent. So he missed a lot of school his freshman and sophomore year. So essentially he failed his first 2 years of high school. So he moved back to the United States with us 2 years ago and has been catching up. He's behind the eight ball as far as school goes, in addition to the fact that he is ADD and his intelligence level, I'd say, is below average.
Okay, so how has grades been this last year?
This last year, he's been a C, C minus. So he's made a lot of effort to kind of catch up.
How many more years of high school does he have to do to complete?
He right now just has to complete six more credits plus his passing exam to get out of high school.
So he should be able. So by what, January, he'll have a diploma.
Yes.
Okay. Does he have a job?
Just recently got a job after me harassing him for a year and a half to get one.
What kind of work does he do?
He's working at a fast food chain in the kitchen.
Okay. Well, it's National Fast Food Day, so terribly appropriate. Okay. How long have you been with his dad? How long have you been married to his dad?
We've been together for 15 years.
So basically since he hasn't been living with you that whole time, but you've been in his life the whole time?
Somewhat. It's not a good relationship. So she was kind of restrictive as far as allowing him to interact with us.
Okay. Do you feel like you're the primary disciplinarian with him as opposed to his dad?
No, it's been a joint effort. It's been both of us.
Okay.
The last 2 years.
Does he have brothers and sisters?
Yes, my husband and I have four children together.
Okay.
In addition to his mom, who has four siblings older than he, so he's got a large. My husband and I have four, and his mom has four children from previous relationships.
Okay, so he's the youngest from his mom.
He's the youngest of her five,
and
he's
the oldest of your five. Yeah, wow.
Yes.
Does he get along with any of his brothers or sisters?
Really good kid.
Okay, good.
And he gets along with everybody. He's a good...
Great.
In that respect. Yeah.
So he's not a scholar. All right, so when you say, let's go back to the phone, how did you see the message pop up?
I was cleaning up the kitchen. His phone was charging on the countertop.
Okay.
And a message popped up on the front of the screen. The person's name was not their name. It was like a sexual code name.
Okay.
And then the message that was there was kind of alarming, which is why I proceeded
Let me put you on hold. It would be helpful if you're okay with it to tell me what the message was, and then let's go back and sort of do a little bit of reconnaissance here about what we do. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey Guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Tina, who's got a stepson that whose life she's been in for a very long time, who now lives with her. His phone was being charged in the kitchen, and an unfortunate message popped up. What was the message?
Something to the fact, more explicit, but that she is going to give him oral sex tonight, and where can they meet up?
Okay.
So, can I just give you going through the phone, there are videos in there that he and his friends are sending back and forth of them having sex with these young ladies. They have a leaderboard going of who's in first place, second place, third place with who has had the most girls. I'll just fast forward a little bit. My husband and I sat down, talked to him, told him that, you know, there's a consequences of pregnancy, besides the moral issue. There's a moral issue, pregnancy, STDs. You know, I said, just the way I found your phone, I said, what if one of these girls saw what their daughter is doing and, you know, they... how the girls are being treated. You know, you have that side.
Then what was his response?
I think he just sees sex as sex, and what's the big deal? Everybody's doing it.
So you don't, there was no sense of remorse, or you hadn't thought about it that way, or wow, you know.
Yes, I hadn't thought about it that way. Yes, he did say that. Let me ask you
one question before we fast forward.
Yes.
In the videos that he sent, is it missionary position or is it oral sex?
It's oral sex. And he didn't send any videos, but he received a number of videos from friends who were receiving oral sex, and the phone was positioned behind the girl. So I don't know if the girl knew that she was being videotaped. So, you know, there's legal implications also.
All right. Well, but I mean, the good news about this, if there's any good news, and I don't mean to downplay it, and I do want to fast forward to, is that, I mean, one of the things he's very likely to say is that, you know, it's even Bill Clinton is the only one who doesn't consider that sex. And I know you do, but nobody gets pregnant from oral sex, which is a good thing. So the idea of pregnancy, my guess is that that's part of what these dudes are doing, is they don't want to get pregnant. They view it as, I mean, God knows what going through the girls' minds, if anything, but that unfortunately that this generation treats oral sex like our grandmothers did, or our great grandmothers, believe it or not, they actually had sex because there was not effective birth control then, really, and they viewed sex as a way of being sexual without running the risks of pregnancy. So, and that's been true, we know, of kids for probably about 10 years, even though there is very effective birth control, but kids don't use it or whatever, which is not, and I'm not saying it's okay at all. I'm just saying that there's, I think, a different, that if you're going to talk with him about consequences, that nobody's going to get pregnant from oral sex. Now, sexually transmitted disease, different issue, because you can certainly get herpes that way.
Okay, well, from what I read, though, oral sex is just a small part. They are having sex at people's homes when the parents are not there, and there's group sex, like exchanging partners, etc.
Well, but the question still is, I hear what you're saying, and look, this is certainly not very respectful of women, let alone their own sexuality, and it's going to coarsen their view, not only of sex, but of intimacy and of women, but still, you need to, if you're going to be effective with an 18-year-old, you're going to have to deal with what is, not sort of expanding things to the point, because my guess is that they are having oral sex, whether they're having penile intermission, a little unclear, and that may be something that...
No, they are. He said they are. It's not unclear.
Is
they
he?
They are. Yes, he is, with a number of girls.
And he hasn't used a condom?
Sometimes.
Wait. Okay, fast forward.
So now, a couple weeks ago, I was in the house with my youngest, putting him to sleep. I heard some commotion outside. My older children had answered the door. I go outside, and just to summarize, my stepson had come home from school, was confronted out on our front yard by the father of one of these young ladies that he's been sneaking around with, and what happened? The father found the daughter's phone. Saw that his daughter had been meeting up with my stepson. She supposedly was a virgin. I doubt that, but... And he proceeded to attack my stepson in our front yard because he was accusing my stepson of taking his daughter's virginity in the backseat of a car, which I specifically told my stepson this is a possibility of what can happen. Not that the stepfather had no business putting his hands on my stepson, but that's what happened. He found his daughter's phone, was enraged, came to my house, confronted my stepson on the front lawn, and proceeded to attack, punch, beat him up until my neighbor who was outside stepped in and the father took off.
Okay. What was your stepson's response to that experience?
He was, for the next few days, like saying, yes, you're right. I know, Tina, you know, you and Daddy are right. I shouldn't be doing this. And this is, he's, after this phone incident, he had been on restriction for a couple of months, wasn't allowed to be hanging out, et cetera, et cetera. We gave him the chance then to kind of earn back our trust, and what he ended up doing was sneaking around doing the same behaviors, and then the father saw the daughter's phone and then came in, confronted my stepson. So he never changed his behavior. He continued to lie, sneak around, engage in the
risky behavior. Wait a minute. Before we go off the deep end about that part, remember being 18, all right? And I don't know when you started dating, and I don't know when you had sex for the first time, but 18-year-olds, especially boys, but everybody sees life through, you know, a sexual fog, all right? So
right.
Him, and I mean, you very likely, unless you were very, very unusual, fibbed about where you were going, because when you wanted to be with a boy and your mother said you can't do it, you would go, and you may or may not have been sexually active. But, I mean, the idea that you can restrict an 18-year-old's sex life is unrealistic.
No, we're not trying to restrict it. Our advice
Him on restriction and then sort of being surprised that he snuck around and had sex.
No,
that's exactly what
we
were trying to do.
Our point was to say, pick one girl and be respectable. Date her. Let the parents know who you are. Go
Tina,
to her house.
Tina,
take her
Tina
out.
I don't disagree with you, but you're not 18 and you're not this kid. And you know, once 18-year-olds, first of all, you don't want an 18-year-old being being serious about another 18-year-old.
I mean, not serious, but just being respectful and responsible.
All right, but let's go and talk about what respectful and responsible it is, and what your question to me is, okay? Because
okay.
I just don't you've got a problem here, I admit it, but sort of overreacting to it isn't a solve it. And you can see it wasn't even effective. So let's see what we can do that's effective, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire
entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, what do you do when you find out that your kid is being sexual in a way that doesn't make any sense to you? And certainly ignoring it makes no sense. On the other hand, giving a sermon is not going to make it just won't work any more than when your parents were, if they'd caught you doing something that they thought was not appropriate. But I think saying, look, what's your goal about sex? You know, what is it that you're looking for? Because the more you make a statement, the less traction you're going to have with whomever you're talking to, whether they're 18 or 118. If you say, what is it that you want here, it forces somebody from a defensive position to having to think through. Now, most 18-year-olds worth their Clearasil are going to say, I don't know. But that's okay. You're an adult, so you can say things like, okay, well, let's talk about it. If you're talking about just organ pleasure, then you're probably safer by yourself. Is it because You know, you feel like you have to keep up with your friends. Do you think your friends are being honest about it? Does it make any difference? If this is one of your sisters, and presumably where he's the youngest of five and the oldest of five, the odds are that there are a couple of females in that, how would you feel if somebody was treating one of your sisters this way? And pointing out that, that sex is just a way of feeling close to somebody, and if you're treating it the same way that you would a handshake or borrowing a pencil from somebody, you're gonna lose part of the interesting part and the fun part, because quite often, even though at 18 boys are not necessarily into intimacy, that they will quite often admit that they feel lonely. And the thing about impersonal sex is that usually at the time it feels fine, and afterwards it usually feels very lonely. And you wonder whether or not if the girl is having sex with you, if she's having sex with other people, whether she's comparing you to other people. So instead of sort of dealing with the morality of it, which I agree with you, is highly questionable, but not going to be effective in changing his behavior or changing his thought patterns. You've got an additional complication here, in that this is a kid who's feeling caught between a number of worlds on at least several different levels. First of all, as we point out, he's the youngest of one family and the oldest of the other. So that's going to make him feel that he can't be as sophisticated as one group and he can't be as lovable and beloved as the other. That's a tough position for anybody, but certainly for an 18-year-old. Second of all, he's probably feeling some kind of divided loyalty, not only between his mother and his father, but also between living in the States and living in Israel, because they're very different cultures. He also is not doing very well in school, and it sounds like he's never done very well in school, but he's really making a heroic effort. And for somebody for whom school is a challenge, being in a different school system with kids who are basically younger than he is, and he probably feels they're smarter than he is. So here's what I would do if I were you. I would say to him, number one, if you're going to have sex, and I'd buy him condoms, because you're not giving him permission to have sex. He obviously doesn't need your permission to have sex. And say the only way to be 100% sure that you don't end up named in a paternity suit is to make sure either you're not having sex or that you use a condom every single time. Okay? And I'd say if you're old enough to have sex, you're old enough to have responsible sex, here's condoms. Okay, number one. Number two, I would say to him, you've got 6 months. By the end of this year, essentially, you will be finished with high school. And we didn't really talk about what his goals are for himself, but this is not a bad opportunity to say what is it you want for yourself. Because here's a kid who for basically the last 12 years, more than a decade, has felt like he didn't know what he was doing. That, you know, he's not good at school. Again, he's the youngest of one family, which is going to make him babied a bit more and be really cute. And on the other hand, he's the oldest of the other, which means he's supposed to be a leader. And he's got, you know, he's got families with different parents. I mean, it's a very complicated situation for a kid who's already got a relatively complicated life, in that school, which is his primary job right now, doesn't really work very well for him. So I would emphasize, number one, that there's really something very heroic about him working as hard at school as he has in the last year, especially when it does not come easy for him. So give him some sense of accomplishment for that, because it's a legitimate basis for praising him. Second of all, that he's almost there, that he's basically got another semester, and then none of this will make any difference in terms of his ability to be in school or speak English or speak Hebrew or whatever it was. And then sort of focus on what he wants. Now, he very likely is going to say, I don't know, which is the typical response of most teenagers. But you can say, well, all right, and focus on what he's good at. And it sounds like he is a very easy person to get along with. You may want to figure out that he's artistic or that he's athletic, or that he's artistic, or that he could sell ice cream to Eskimos. But again, I think rather than explain to him the horrors of sex, which has never worked on anybody, even though they're perfectly legitimate, I'm not arguing with the accuracy of what you're saying, I'm arguing with the effectiveness of what you're saying. It just, with 18-year-olds, they think that they're all impervious and immortal, and it's just nothing bad is ever going to happen to them. So saying, you know, you can get a sexually transmitted disease or you get pregnant, it won't affect them very much. And what we want to do is change his behavior. So I would focus on the positive, that he's done a really extraordinary job in the last year, that he only has a little bit longer to go, and what he wants to do next. And then the discussion about getting somebody pregnant makes some sense. If he decides, for example, he wants to go into the service, or he wants to go work in Israel, or he wants to get an apprenticeship at the UN, or he wants to go play with a rock band, then you can point out, well, having a child to support is not going to allow you to do that. And so within the context of what he wants, as opposed to what you want for him, may make a lot more sense to be more responsible about his sexual behavior. This is a kid who feels like he doesn't fit in any place. And so succumbing to peer pressure, and in this particular instance, sort of thuggish sexual frat boy behavior, is going to seem very appealing to him because he feels like he doesn't really fit in any place. He's lived in two different countries. He has two different families. He has completely different positions and two different sibling birth orders. And he's not good in school. So I'm delighted that he's got a job, even though you had to bug him to do it. And it probably has made some mild change in his behavior. And then focus on how well he's done, how little time he has to finish this up, what he wants to do, and how an unwanted pregnancy fits into that. And then what I would point out to him, when hopefully you've softened him up because he's listening to you, because you're praising him rather than either lecturing him or criticizing him, of explaining to him about being protective of his sisters, that if somebody was doing this to your sister, if somebody was treating her like a human Kleenex, or videotaping her without her knowledge, or sending her picture around with somebody else, how would you feel about it? And so what you're doing is bring all of your concerns, which are completely legitimate, to a context that he can understand. And I think that's the way to make it clear to him of what he's doing. Not because he's not going to buy your sense of morality. He's going to say, oh, Mom, you know, this is what, he's already said that. This is what everybody does. It's not any different than anybody else. And what you're trying to say is, what are your values here? Not with respect to sex, but with respect to what you want to do, how protective you are of your sisters, what your life plan is for yourself. And I think that's going to be a lot more effective. And I know this is a difficult time for you and a difficult time for him. And I can hear that he trusts you and he likes you, which is a terrific set of criteria for being any parent, let alone a step parent. But I think you're going to have to talk to him in a way that makes sense to him. And saying this is disrespectful of girls is not going to probably make as much to him as saying, how would you feel if somebody did this to your sister? If somebody was treating your sister like this. And also how this fits into his goals for himself for life. Unfortunately, if you said to most 18-year-old boys, listen, you can have sex with anybody you want and you're not going to get pregnant and all these women will give you oral sex, they're not going to say, oh, no, you know, this isn't something that makes any sense. They're going to say, sign me up. And whether that's a breakdown in our society or just an acknowledgement of life through a spermy green haze is not clear. But the point is that you want to be effective with him because all of your points are legitimate, but you have to be able to speak them to him in a language that makes sense to him if we're going to try and change his behavior. Alrighty? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have intimate dinners for two, turn into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home. I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-3-7569. Folks, the best parenting advice I can give you is just remember who you were at the same age and what would have worked for you and what didn't. And be careful that you don't kind of sanitize your own adolescence or childhood by saying, well, I was a great kid. I'm sure you were. But there were also, you were also a kid and you were also a teen. And just remember what worked and what didn't work. And it doesn't work. It's not necessarily an ironclad insurance policy for how your kid will act, but it gets closer than anything else. So it's a good place to start. Okay, in this day, for the American Civil War, as you know, that that we're talking about the 150th anniversary of Gettysburg, and Manassas Junction, the first major battle of the war began and ended in a victory for the Confederate Army. And as most of you are aware, Gettysburg was really the turning point in the Civil War because the South really had been, the Confederate Army had really been far superior to the Army of the North, as Southerners refer to it, the War of Northern Aggression. So, on 1949, NATO was ratified in the U.S. Senate. In 1954, the Geneva Conference partitioned Vietnam into North and South Vietnam. I don't know. Every time we partition something, it turns out to be a disaster. Have you noticed that? In 1959, this is actually for you, Manny. Elijah Jerry Pumpsy Green became the first African-American to play for the Boston Red Sox, the last team to integrate.
Yeah.
I actually knew that. He came in as a pinch runner for Vic Wirtz and stayed in as a short stop in a 2-1 short stop in a 2-1 loss to the Cincinnati White Sox.
Chicago Did White Sox.
Pardon? Yeah. I said Cincinnati, yeah. Chicago White Sox. All right, so did you know that? Did you know who he was?
I don't remember the name, but I do remember the Red Sox being the last team to...
Yeah, I did too.
...the black player.
Yeah, Boston's an interesting interesting city because it views itself as this very liberal place, and to a very large extent it is not. I mean, it is in some ways, but it's also a very racist city. 1961, the Mercury program, Mercury Redstone 4 mission, Gus Grissom, piloting Liberty Bell 7, became the second American to go into space in a suborbital mission. Remember when we, did you watch, were you born in 1961?
No,
not for a while. So you really missed the heyday of the space program, right?
Yeah. I came. I mean, I was born in 84, so I came.
Oh, you came really late.
After, yeah.
Yeah. Well, 84 was that was did the Mercury? Or I'm just trying to remember. Were you there for Sally Ride?
84.
Probably too young.
Yeah.
This is something reassuring for those of you who are sweltering like me today. On this day in 1983, the world's lowest temperature in an inhabited location is recorded, the Vostok Station, Antarctica. And are you ready for this? -128.6 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yowzer.
That's hard to believe. -128.6. Which is, for those of you who are into Celsius, -89.2 degrees Celsius.
Mm.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
I mean, 128 is, I mean, the only place I know is sort of Death Valley gets to 128. But think about, that's an extreme of 256, you know, degrees one direction or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to believe. And this is probably the time of year where you'll get some of the hottest temperature in Arizona, New Mexico, something like that. Hard to believe that on this earth that you could have that much degree, 250 degrees Fahrenheit difference. In 2011, the space shuttle program ended with the landing of Atlantis. There you go. And I don't know anything about this. Do you know Erden Eric completes the first solo human-powered circumnavigation of the globe? Do you know anything about that?
No, but that's basically when you go all the way around the world.
Well,
right?
I know what that means, yeah. But the question is, how did he do it? Let's see if it says wind-powered, aviation, astronomics, Yuri, we know, human-powered. Well, human-powered, the first one was Jason Lewis completed the first human-powered circumnavigation on the 6th of October, 2007. It was part of a 13-year journey entitled Expedition 360. In 2012, Turkish adventurer Erden Eric of Around and Over completed the first entirely solo human-powered circumnavigation. He traveled by rowboat, sea kayak, foot, and bicycle from the 10th of July 2007 to the 21st of July 2012. That's basically 5 years.
5 years.
Five years and 11 days. He crossed the equator twice, passed over 12 antipodal points, antipodal points, logged 66,299 kilometers, which is 41,196 miles, in 1,026 days of travel time, excluding breaks.
Okay, so he did take breaks. Because how many days was it? 1,026?
Yeah.
Which so that's about three
that's
years.
That's 3 years. As
3 years
non-stop. It took him five, yeah.
Right, so he took breaks.
But that's kind of exhausting. Think about
it. Yeah, well, it's got to be.
Rowboat, sea kayak, foot, and bicycle.
I mean,
you have to row across the Atlantic and the Pacific.
Wow.
I mean, that's... When you say that he's a Turkish adventurer, I mean, I just... Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Colin Angus is the first to complete a global circumnavigation. His journey did not cross the equator, hit the minimum of two antipodal points as stipulated by the rules of the Guinness Book of World Records. People have both bicycled and run around the world, but the oceans have had to be covered by air travel, making the distance shorter than the Guinness guidelines. To go from North Africa to Asia on foot is theoretically possible, but difficult. It involves crossing the Bering Strait on the ice and around 1,900 miles of roadless, swamped, or freezing cold areas in Alaska and eastern Russia. No one has so far traveled all of this route by foot. David Kunst was the first verified person to walk around the world between 20th of June 1970 and the 10th of October 1974. Listen, I just yesterday, strangely enough, I saw a documentary called Maru, which is about a peak in the Himalayas, or Himalayas, depending on how you're going to pronounce it, which had not been climbed, has never been completely captured, as they say, conquered. I don't know why you conquer mountains. They seem to me to last well past when you go. And you know, and I know you're supposed to view these people as heroic, but all I can think of is, are you out of your mind? Because quite often they have families. And, you know, quite often it's treacherous, and lots of people have died. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess there are people who just feel like that's kind of something you got to do. A guy's got to do what a guy's got to do. Most of them are men. Some of them are women, but much more likely to be men. I don't know, guys. Not going to do it anytime soon. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.